Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Sam, and we're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. So could you please tell me, is your age between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
Just a minute, sir.
No problem.
This
is that youth survey? Kind of a youth survey? Youth. That I've seen in the paper or something? What's the difference? Okay, I'm over 65.
Thank you so much. Now, what is your gender?
Female.
Thanks to you. All right, now, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think things in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. So here's the first one. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
No idea.
What would be your best guess? You can tell me maybe they do it never, maybe try once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or maybe they do it daily. What would be your best guess?
I don't know. Truly, you need a category that says no idea.
No idea.
So let's do twice a month.
All right. Gotcha. Thank you. Now, how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, marijuana, pot, or weed, or concentrate in any form, hash or hash oil?
Twice a month,
all right.
Twice a week.
Now, how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Oh, let's go daily.
Yeah, probably. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement I will read. If you don't agree or disagree, you can also let me know. And for each statement, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure again of an answer, just give me your best guess. So just for you to know, ma'am, this may sound a little bit repetitive because the opinion is about what you think, what most adults you think they think, and what most parents think, all right? So that's why maybe in a time it may sound a little bit repetitive. So here's
all right.
The first question. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Would you strongly agree, disagree, strongly disagree, or neutral on that statement?
Oh, I would agree.
All right. Thank you. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. What do you think?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using or vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Let's go agree on that one.
Agree. All right. Thank you. Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next one. Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Strongly agree.
using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Read that again.
No problem. So most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
So my choices are to strongly agree, and then what's the next one down?
Neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree.
Most adults. I'm going to say the one below neutral.
All right. Gotcha. Thank you. Now, parents should not let teens, use vape or e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Probably disagree.
You. Now, most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing to do or for teens to do.
I'm going to say disagree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Disagree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Disagree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Disagree.
Thank you. Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
How did that question start?
Yeah, vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. We are halfway right now. Thanks for your patience. We're almost done with the statement, okay?
Okay.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable to in accordance with Minnesota law.
Disagree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Disagree.
Thank you. Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Parents should not. Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Disagree.
Thank you. I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree. So are you repeating these questions just to double check my answer?
No, it's actually different. One is what you believe or what most adults think, and other was parents and guardians think. Mm-hmm. That was the difference.
Yeah, I know, but okay.
Yeah. Now, my community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. That's like how your opinion, right?
Right. And say it again, please.
No problem. So my community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Most people in the community think parents. Say it again.
No problem. So most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Most adults. Disagree.
All right. And the last statement, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. All right. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for each adult in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, again, you can give me your best guess. So how often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Once a week.
Thank you. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form, other than medical marijuana prescribed by your doctor?
Wherever never comes in.
Never. All right. Thank you. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
Thank you. Few more questions and we're done. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard message or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
Oh, how many times have I seen that? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe let's say 8.
Okay. That would be like 8 in a week, in a year.
Oh, I see. Oh, no, I thought you're in this. let's see. Since September.
All right. So that will be maybe a few times a month, pretty much, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
All right.
Say twice.
All right, gotcha. Now, how would you describe yourself, man? Are you American Indian or Alaska Native? Asian, South Asian, or Asian American, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, or white?
White.
Cool. Okay, thank you. And the last statement, as a token of our appreciation, the Grow Fracy Vergas Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. So first option is Fracy Vergas Area Community Clubs or Cornerstone. Which one would you select?
What was the second one?
Cornerstone.
I don't know that. What?
All right.
Maybe I'm not understanding correctly.
Cornerstone.
Spell it, please.
Cornerstone.
I don't know what that is. So what's the first one again?
Fracy Vergas Area Community Clubs.
Area Community. What's the last word?
Mm-hmm.
Spell it, please.
Clubs. CLUBS.
Clubs. And what does that entail?
I'm not really sure, man. These actually are pretty much coalition or like.
Oh, we do the first one.
All right, ma'am. Well, like I said, that was actually the last statement, so I really appreciate your time. We're done already here, so thanks again, and hope you have an amazing day and happy new year.
Okay, and just before you go. Tell me again what this survey is for or how did you introduce it?
Oh, it was actually youth, substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You got it, ma'am. Have a wonderful one. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.